conduct unbecoming to an officer, we have reached a verdict of not guilty.
Yes!
Screamed a woman in the front row. Holly recognized her as Colonel Bruno's wife. Colonel Bruno, the general said, you are restored to duty. This court is adjourned. Holly made her way slowly through the crowd, ignoring the reporters who were demanding her reaction to the verdict. On her way, she came abreast of the young blonde lieutenant who had been the other complainant in the case. Holly found her hand and squeezed. The woman was in tears. The cold outside air struck like a slap, reviving her, and she saw her father's car at the curb. She got in beside him.
I'm sorry, he said.
He was dressed in his master sergeant's uniform and wore the green beret of the Special Forces. You knew, didn't you? She asked. Hamilton Barker nodded.
It was in the cards. Bruno's a West Pointer, and so were most of the court. They weren't going to destroy his career.
They've destroyed mine, Holly said. She could see the gold oak leaf on her left shoulder out of the corner of her eye.
You can request a transfer, and they can't deny it, her father said.
Oh, come on, Ham. They'd never let me forget it. I'd end up in some unit commanded by a classmate of Bruno's, and I'd be repeatedly passed over for promotion on some pretext or other. Her father said nothing. I could get a job on a police force somewhere, she said.
Funny you should mention that, her father replied.
They sat in a steakhouse near the base, the ruins of their dinner before them. The talk had been of Army, Vietnam, and Army, and Holly had done all the listening. She liked Ham's friend and old comrade in arms, Chet Marley. He was smaller and skinnier than Ham, but he had the same wiry toughness as her father.
Okay, enough of this old soldier stuff, Marley said. I got a problem, Holly. I think you might be the person to help me solve it.
Well, tell me, Chet.
I'm chief of a 24-man force in Orchid Beach, Florida, and there's a gaping hole where the number two man ought to be.
Don't you believe in promoting from within? Holly asked.
I believe in the best man for the job.
Or woman, he added. You short of good men?
I'm short of experienced men. Most of them are in their 20s. I've got one man who's 40 and has experience, but I don't trust him.
Don't trust him? How?
He thinks he should have my job, which is okay, I guess, except he'd screw it up if he had it.
Well, why don't you fire him? Asked Ham.
He's never given me any real cause, and he's connected with some of the city council.
Well, that's bad, I guess, Holly replied. I'm no politician, but I can see how that could be difficult to deal with.
I'm going to retire next year, Marley said, and I don't want him to have my job. My idea is to bring in an experienced person, somebody who can take charge and be ready when I go.
Holly nodded, but said nothing.
I know all about your record from your old man. I've asked around some, too, and I like what I hear.
Thank you.
Of course, we're not the Army, and things have to be handled a little different in civilian life, but I think you could get used to that.
Well, I'm sure I could.
It's a nice town, Orchid Beach. Sits on a barrier island halfway down the east coast of Florida. Has a population of around 20,000, a lot of them retirees.
Lots of tourists?
No, we get the same folks back year after year, most of them to family beach houses. Folks from Atlanta and Charlotte and Birmingham and a lot of Northeasterners. No high-rise hotels, no casinos, and only a few motels. Low crime rate.
Well, that's good.
You interested?
She certainly was.
Yes. I can pay you what you're making as a major, he said. There's no PX, but we got health insurance and a pension plan.
Oh, what's the housing situation like?
Not great. Prices are going up, and cheap houses are getting knocked down and replaced with more expensive stuff.
I live in a trailer here, Holly said.
Well, bring it with you. I got a friend who runs a real nice park south of town on the riverside of the island.
Well, this all sounds very good, Holly said. Ham's retiring one of these days, too, and I guess he wouldn't mind moving south.
You got any golf down there? Her father asked. You bet. Got a great public course and 6 or 8 good private ones. One or two a retired master sergeant could afford to join.
Ham turned to Holly.
Chet's not a bad guy to work for. I work for